Hey guys, welcome to Intentfully D. So glad to be here today. Today's subject is relationships. So I want to talk about friendships, family, love, but I don't want to do it by myself. So I wanted to get a perspective from someone from a different generation, but not only that, someone I call a friend, a daughter, a kindred spirit. So today with me, I have Kalea.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kalea. So excited to be here today. Can't wait to see what me and Dorothy talk about. And I'm only 23, so I'm not completely a different generation.
Well, I'm 44, so I say that's a different generation. So I wanted Kalea to be here because I've known her since she was 7 years old when she became friends with my middle daughter. So that's how we met, and I've watched her evolve, and we never get the opportunity to sit down and just talk. So that's what we're going to do today. So starting off today, I want to talk about what is a relationship. So to me, the connection you have with a person, whether it's good or bad, is a relationship. So Kalea, what is your definition of a relationship?
I feel like I wanted to use the word connection too. So I would just say anyone that you come across where you feel like you have a connection. And it could be deep, it could not be deep. Either way, it's still defined as a relationship.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it could be anybody of any age. So let me tell you this. I just met, not just met this girl, but everyone knows I'm a personal trainer. So the relationships that I have with people, it's like a borderline between client and friendship. So there's someone who is 27 years old and I've been hanging out with her because we had to have a connection, but it's not only a trainer client connection. Like her being 27, me 44, we have such a good time together because she's so mature, she's been through so much. And so that's our friendship / when I call somebody a friend, they're more like family. So I like saying they're more associates when it comes to like a strong just client relationship.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, that makes tons of sense. That's funny because literally I feel like recently I said I want to be more intentional about my relationships in the sense of a lot of people I associate with are really associates.
Right.
They're not really friends, honestly. So I want to try to like be more intentional with the people I do call friends versus the people that are just associates.
So I like the fact that you said intentional because not everybody is your friend. And so it took me a while to realize that there's like people that will say that your friend and be like really nice to you in your face, and then they don't want the best for you. And that used to bother me, but now it doesn't. Like, I don't care. But I'm really particular about who I let in my life. So a lot of people don't know everything about me, but the ones that do know everything about me, that's family, not just friends.
Right.
Yeah.
And literally, as Dorothy told you earlier, I've been friends with her daughter since I was in second grade, so a very long time. And I typically, when people ask me about her or other people that I've been friends with for a long time, I say, I don't even look at them as friends. I say, that's basically my sister, so she doesn't even count. And not even a bad way, but just like, it's someone that I hold so close to me that I feel like they're not even a friend. They passed that point.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of those people in my life. So it's kind of new to me to have this new person who's in my life that I'm sharing things with slowly but surely, because I enjoy her company so much. And I only put people that close in my life that can challenge and change me and make me think outside the box and think more of just no party, 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 let's have fun. It's more like, ooh, that's deep. I learned something from you today. Mm-hmm. Like, I love learning from people, and I like watching people grow, and that excites me. So I'm happy for my new relationship, and I know she's probably listening. Hey, Brie.
Hey.
All right. what else? So, okay, this is what I think too. I think people yearn for a connection. It doesn't matter who they are. They could be the most introverted person, but they still yearn for a connection. And that's where relationships become scary. And that could be the point where you may be in any type of relationship that can be toxic. And toxic relationships scare me. I don't do toxic relationships anymore, but I have had toxic relationships in my life. But I think that's that yearning of wanting to have a connection with someone, whether that person is good or bad. But as you grow, you have to realize that that toxicity. I love it. That it's not good for your soul. Mm-hmm. It's not good for your spirit. So what do you have to say on that?
I 100% agree. I don't know why, but I feel like from a very early age, I've had a very low tolerance for toxicity. I feel like I haven't really had that many toxic people in my life. And so when I have, it's very clear as day. Like, I don't need to go through hell and back with someone to realize this isn't good for me. Right. So I feel like, I don't know, luckily I feel like I've been through enough, or at least watch other people go through enough to where I don't put up with any sort of toxicity. And I think that's important. Like, I feel like I'm telling people around me all the time, why are you dealing with that? You don't have to do that. This person's crazy. Like, remove yourself from the situation. It's easier said than done, but I feel like that's something that everyone should strive for, because there are a lot of good people in this world, and you don't have to surround yourself with someone who's bringing you down the majority of the time.
Exactly. And it just makes life so much better when it's easy. It's easy when you have positive people in your life that surround you. Life is so much easier. So how do you decide when to let someone in and when to let go?
Like, someone who's already been in your life, or?
So either someone new, how do you decide it's okay to let them in? And then also, how do you decide that someone who's been in your life, how do you let them go?
Okay, so first one, someone new, I feel like, I don't know, it's easier to let go of new people, in my opinion. Because it's like, you don't have history, you don't have that much going, you just know, this person doesn't make me feel good, so why would I continue? So I would say, when it comes to meeting new people, just go off based off how you feel. Like, first impressions are a lot. It doesn't take much to know, okay, this person is kind of...
Right, you get that feeling. Yeah, like you know, you ain't right. Like, you don't make me feel good.
Yeah, I feel like it's not really rocket science when it comes to new people. So I would say just based off of feeling, I guess.
So how do you know when to let someone in?
Let someone in... That's hard, because I honestly don't trust anybody.
Right.
And not because I've been backstabbed or anything like that. I just feel like at the end of the day, I just know not everyone has your best interest at heart. So I would say be open, try to let people in, but I would just say go slow. Like you were saying with your new friend.
Yeah.
You don't meet them and just say, hey, this is me. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, if you want to.
You like watch. You see what they do. You see how they act. Mm-hmm. I like people that can be themselves no matter what. So when someone's their self and you see that and they're consistent.
Yeah.
So someone that's consistently being their self and they don't care what other people think, that's what draws me in.
Yeah.
So, because I'm that type of person. I literally don't care what people think about me.
Yeah.
But it took a minute to get there. Because I had to start realizing that whatever they do or don't do or whatever, like, it has nothing to do with my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? The only way it would is if I let them change my life in whatever aspect. But yeah, so I definitely let people in that show me consistency, that don't lie. So my big thing, if you ever lie to me, like, I have no problem.
Over.
It's over, just like that. And like I said, it's taken time to get to that point. But I think with age, with experience, with growth, you get to that point. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you don't care what other people think, because it doesn't affect your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like liars.
Yeah, even like my kids, I'll cut you off out of my life if you, like, I have great kids. I have great kids, and I've tried to raise them to be really good people, but of course kids will be kids. Mm-hmm. But you know, when it comes down to it, always let them know, always be honest with me, because the repercussions of not being honest is worse.
It's different when you lie.
Yeah, it really does. Because I'm like, trust me. Like, especially if you're in my life, know that I love you and I would do anything at all for you. So you're one of those people. I would do anything at all for you.
As long as I don't lie.
Don't lie to me. All right. And then when we're talking about how to let people go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm very blunt with it. But like you were saying, like, you know, that person doesn't make you feel good. Like, and you don't know them that well. It's easy to let go. When you've known them for a long time, I think maybe, a discussion has to be had, especially if it's someone who's been in your life for a while. And I'm trying to think back now if I've ever had to really just let go of something. Because before this, I was telling you, I've been friends with people I went to elementary school with because I don't like to leave bad blood with anyone. I mean, there may be a couple out there, but like, I don't care, so I don't remember. But I think if it's someone that you've known for a while, you have to rewrite the narrative. Because I think when you have a relationship with someone, they bring out things in you. And if they're bringing out things in you that aren't good, then you need to have a conversation. And communication is key in any relationship, family, love, whatever. Communication is always the key to solving problems, to understanding. And that's something that I've learned over time. And sometimes the conversation is a hard conversation, but it needs to be had for closure. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And to add to that, I would just say, despite if you know someone for a long period of time or a short period of time, I think mutuality is important.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, like, do y'all want to have a healthy relationship? Because if one person is just toxic and the other person's like, come on, do better, and it's like you're not both trying to do better for each other, I feel like that can be hard. And it makes it easy, not easier, but it's more clear to let someone go if you're not trying to do better for each other.
And I think that's where the communication comes in, because sometimes that person may not even know, like, what it is.
Right.
And then the other person's like, well, you know what it is. No, like, I really don't know. And then that's where it becomes like, well, you should know. But no, that's where the communication comes. Mm-hmm. You have to let people know what's good for you, what's not good for you, and why.
Yeah. I literally just listened to a TED talk about, like, you know, no one's a mind reader, no matter how long you know someone. Like,
yeah.
You can't just, expectations are what ruin a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because it's like, just because you expect me to do this doesn't mean you telling me wouldn't hurt or help the relationship. So,
yeah, it's okay. Let's transition into love relationships.
Okay.
So you saying that, it's good. So you saying that, I think I was that person before in my marriage. So I've been divorced for, I think, 13 years, I think. I don't know. I don't know the days, but I've been divorced for a long time and I was married for a long time. No, we've been divorced for like 9 years. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. We've been divorced for 9 years. But anyway, my point being, I was one that say, you should know how I feel. Mm. We didn't have good communication skills. And like, now we're great friends because I have no problem communicating. There are times that it may be an awkward conversation, and then I have to ask myself, is it a conversation worth having? Probably not. So then I won't, just because we're not in a love relationship, we're in a family friend relationship. So, I mean, that's kind of like what it is now. But yeah, I'm outside of making sure I don't look at people and say, you should know how I feel, because they don't. Mm-hmm. They're not mind readers. You're totally right on that.
But there is two sides to that. Just gonna bring it to like social media. They say, like, you know, you shouldn't have to teach someone how to love you type of stuff. Or vice versa, that tell someone how you feel so they know how to love you. And it's just, I don't know, that's very contradicting. And I think maybe finding a balance, you shouldn't have to tell someone, don't do this to me, don't do this to me, don't do this to me every single day. But
yeah.
I feel like obviously if certain things push your buttons, you have to let them know, at least at some point. If they continue to push those buttons, then it's like, okay, you don't have to train them on how to love you the right way.
Okay, so on that note, I feel like then that's not the right person for you. That's not the right person that should be in your life, because there's a point where they learn you.
Mm-hmm.
So once they learn you, then yeah, they should know, because they are learning you. But it's like, that's the point where if they do something, they need to know right then, hey, I don't like that. Can you please not do that again? Mm-hmm. Now, if they continue to do that, then they don't need to be in your life because they didn't listen to you. Mm-hmm. And they need to be able to listen to what you're saying so they can grow and learn with you and be with you. But if that person can't do that, they're not going to change. That's how I feel about it.
I agree.
Yeah. So do you believe in love at first sight?
What the? I don't know. I believe it exists,
Yes.
Do I feel like it's happened to me? No, but I do think you could really just pop it off with someone at the first sight. I think it's possible.
Okay, you don't know this story, but I'm about to tell it.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so the way I met Eric, so she knows Eric since, like, of course, I've known her forever. I was actually engaged to somebody else that I wasn't happy with, but on paper, it was the right person, right? On paper, I was not happy. So I met Eric online at a job I worked at. It was like an overnight job at a hotel. And we were just chatting and he made me laugh. Like, he was so cool. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to meet this guy. So we agreed to go out on a date. And when we met, and I kid you not, my heart just started beating like not fast. It was just like a weird feeling. It was a connection that I had with this man that I just met. And I was like, oh, I knew right away. I'm like, I'm going to marry him. He's the one. That was love at first sight. He was, I don't know, I can't tell you specifically. Like, I was attracted to him, yes, physically, but that's not what drew me. It was just like being with him just made me happy. Mm-hmm. And made my heart do that crazy thing. So I was like, I don't know what this is. And I know I'm not having a heart attack because I'm not going numb. But he's who God guided me to at that moment. So I'm not one to lead people on. Mm-hmm. So I did go, because I was living, of course, with my fiance at the time. And I'm like, man, I was like, we got to break up. I met somebody.
Oh, no.
And that was the most awkward conversation ever. And I felt bad because he was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Really nice guy. Great guy. And he was like, he didn't understand. Of course he wouldn't. But then I'm like, I was selfish. I was a very selfish person. And Eric will tell you, I was very selfish. But he still loved me regardless. And so anyway.
He was on the winning side.
So, okay, well, later on, I did break up with, I don't want to say his name, but I did break up with him. He didn't understand. He tried to get me to stay. I was like, I already had my mind made up. Like, nah, like, I'm feeling something with this dude. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't good. Like, my mother was still living at that point, and she was just, like, devastated because she really liked the guy I was with. And then when she found out I met Eric online, she was just like, online, because that's when it was the whole taboo, you can't meet online people because they're crazy, they're gonna kill you.
Yeah.
But eventually she fell in love with him too, and he was actually by her side when she did pass away. But I'm like getting off subject like I always do. I found out later that Eric felt the same way. He said when he saw me and I walked away, he was like, that's who I'm gonna marry. So the funny thing is, about 2 weeks later, I asked him to marry me. And he said no. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, no, let's give this a year and see where we are in a year. So I was like, okay, I can wait a year. I love you. I'm not going nowhere. And so a year later, on his birthday, he asked me to marry him. So that's what happened.
Yeah,
you never knew that story.
I did not know that. That is funny, and you are.
And I think I'll always have a connection with him, but our connection always changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, so the type of connection?
Yeah.
Or
the feeling, as far as, because love, mm-hmm. friendship, family mm-hmm. are different. When I have a love connection with you, it's so different.
Yeah.
So I love him, but not the love to where
you want to be with him.
Like, no sex.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But I love you because I will do anything in the world for you, because I know you would do anything in the world for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it, yeah, that goes both ways. Yeah.
Well, that is amazing and crazy.
Okay, do you think you've experienced love at your little tender age?
I think that I've experienced love for my definition that I have right now. Because
okay.
I think, I don't know, to say, oh, I've been in the deepest love and I want to be married and I'm ready for all these other things, I think that's a little extreme. But I think, like, my definition of love will continue to change. So where I'm at right now, I think I've definitely experienced, quote unquote, love.
Aww.
I hate talking about this out loud, though, because
it's all good.
I don't want people to see this side.
Okay, we never do, but girl, if you need to, sometimes it's good just to talk, just let it out. Yeah?
I
okay.
Know. But yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. And we talked about social media, because that's something that I wanted to talk to you. And social media, it's, I feel like, So I only post what I'm doing for real, because I know a lot of times people say, nobody's that happy or whatever. But like, even when I'm not at my best, I will post that if I want to. Mm-hmm. But I don't make it a chore, because I feel like it's a chore to try to post every day. Like, who cares?
Honestly. To post that much.
Right? Well, I mean, people care apparently, because people are getting rich off of it, you know? But yeah, I'm just not one to... I don't post anything that's fake. Like, I mean, I basically post my workout for the day if I'm proud of my workout. Mm-hmm. Like, if I wake up and I'm not feeling good, I'm going to say, y'all, I don't feel good. I just feel like that's so negative. And I feel like when you have so many people that follow you, mm-hmm. it's important, like, not to bring that negativity into right. their life.
I agree.
Because sometimes someone is looking for that positivity. Mm-hmm. And then they go to your post and they see negativity. And you're like, well, she's not feeling it. I'm not feeling it either, you know? So that's something, like, I try to be really aware of. Because, of course, nobody's perfect. Life is not perfect. Mm-hmm. And something that I always say is the best part of life is the unknown. Because you can wake up, anything can happen in a day, whether good or bad. And so it's kind of exciting and it's kind of scary at the same time.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, you make the most of it, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Kalea, anything else you want to add about relationships today?
I would say, you know, everyone just do better, because after this talk, I think about it all the time, but I just think about times where I could do better in my friendships, family, love, all that. And I feel like we're here, we wake up every day, and we have the opportunity to do better, and we should try. So,
yeah,
that's really
good. I like
it.
That's a good learning point today, guys. And I think you always learn about yourself through interaction with others. So let's be aware, let's be happy, let's be positive. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, you can follow me on Instagram at FitFate. That's FIT, F and the number 8. All right, guys, we'll talk to you again. And hopefully I'll have somebody else with me next time. I'm gonna reach out to my oldest daughter, and see if she wants to join in the fun. And we will talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Bye.